episode where I'll be teaching you about the cycle of anxiety. Now, have you ever not done something that you really wanted to do because you felt nervous or anxious about it? Like maybe going skydiving or traveling to a new country whose language you don't even speak. Or maybe something more day-to-day, like asking someone on a date or just stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something that you wouldn't usually do. When you don't do these things, when you don't face your fears, anxiety has a tendency to grow. And this is explained by something called the cycle of anxiety or the cycle of avoidance. The first step in the cycle is anxiety. This step begins when you're first confronted with that thing that makes you feel nervous or afraid or anxious. When you're confronted with this, you start to develop these uncomfortable symptoms. These are the symptoms of anxiety. Things like a racing heart, butterflies or knots in your stomach, sweating or trembling, or just thoughts of being overwhelmed when you start to feel these symptoms. I had a motor scooter accident a few years ago. I shattered my ankle and I had two lots of surgery. I loved having a scooter in Sydney. It meant that during the summer season down at Bondi Beach, I could get a spot almost immediately rather than looking for a car spot for over an hour. So it was super efficient. So what happened was the scooter landed on my ankle. It literally shattered and left a gaping hole through my ankle. I was unsure if I could get on the bike again. A couple of months later, when I could walk again, I thought, let me see if I could get on. I looked at my scooter and my legs went like jelly. The anxiety and fear overwhelmed me. So going back to the cycle, the key point here is that you really want to get away from these feelings because they're so uncomfortable. You just want those symptoms to disappear. The next step in the cycle of anxiety is avoidance. When those symptoms of anxiety get to be too much, too uncomfortable, it becomes really tempting to find a way to get rid of it. And the easiest way to do that is just to avoid whatever is causing them. Physical avoidance is one to do this, and that's just to remove yourself from the situation. So, for example, someone who doesn't want to give a presentation at work, or perhaps doesn't want to do service for the first time, they might say that they're sick and they can't do it, or make excuses so that they don't have to do it. Another form of avoidance is emotional avoidance. This is when someone faces that fear, but they find a way to suppress the anxiety or emotions that go with it. A good example of this is someone at a party who's shy and doesn't really want to talk to people because they're nervous. So they drink until the anxiety goes away. That way, they can avoid the uncomfortable emotions and feel that Dutch courage. Now, avoidance isn't always bad. Most of you know I'm really nervous about snakes at the farm, and I think that most of us have a healthy level of fear about things like snakes. We might not go stomping around in the tall grass because we don't want to get bitten. And those cases of avoidance can actually be good because it's serving to protect us. The third step in the cycle is short-term relief from anxiety. What this means is a person's made that decision to not face their fear. When you do that, you avoid those uncomfortable feelings. So you feel good in the moment. However, the problem is that the relief is short-lived and it has a cost that comes with it. For example, if you don't assert your opinion in the workplace, someone else might take that promotion. If you don't, for example, do the silver service that has been asked from you, you will not be able to learn and grow. If you don't ask someone on a date, you might miss a great opportunity. This brings me to the fourth and final step in the cycle, which is long-term anxiety growth. What this means is you've avoided that thing that caused the anxiety symptoms to go away and your anxiety lessened. But then in the long term, your anxiety actually grows. This is because when you avoid that thing that created the anxiety, you've conditioned your mind to believe it's good for you. For example, I feel good when I avoid public speaking. I feel good that I am not getting back on the scooter. It becomes ingrained that to avoid something, you will feel good. Knowing this theory behind anxiety and having run workshops for individuals who suffer from anxiety, I knew I had to face my fear about getting back on the motor scooter. The more time I spent avoiding it, it was only going to increase my anxiety and fear. So you have to push through to break out of the cycle of anxiety. All you have to do is face your fears. Yeah, of course, it's easier said than done. Every time you face them, it does become a little bit easier. Your brain will learn to do the opposite. By gradually exposing yourself to those fears in a safe way, starting with something really small and then working your way up, this will get you in the process of creating a new habit to overcome your anxiety. Instead of me just jumping back on the bike and going full throttle, I had to learn to overcome my fears incrementally. Doing this, it gradually built my confidence and then it decreased my anxiety. Anyway, guys, I hope that strategy is helpful. Let me know where you are in the cycle and what you want to learn in terms of overcoming your anxiety. Okay, speak soon. Bye.